And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 30th of January, 2025. January 30th is Hug a Jicama Day. Jicama is a sweet tuber that is rich in complex carbohydrates, low in sugar, and a good source of fiber. Jicama is an excellent source of vitamins and minerals, including folate, magnesium, potassium, and manganese. It contains significant levels of vitamins B1, B2, B5, B6, B9, and E, as well as iron, zinc, copper, calcium, and phosphorus. One cup of jicama also contains about 20% of your daily requirement of vitamin C, which is a potent antioxidant that is highly beneficial to the body. Jicama's flesh is crunchy and juicy and tastes like an apple, but not as sweet. It is said to have a nutty flavor. For a healthy snack with a crunch, cut jicama into slices, splash with lime juice, and sprinkle on the chili powder. You can also incorporate the raw slices in a slaw or combine them with a stir fry. Today is the birthday of Dexter Scott King, born on this day in 1961. Dexter Scott King was an American civil and animal rights activist and author. The second son of civil rights leaders Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. Dexter Scott King, just 7 years old when his father was murdered, became vegan from the example of the late comedian and human rights activist Dick Gregory. Dexter persuaded his mother, Coretta, to go vegan in 1995. She said veganism was the next logical extension of Martin Luther King Jr.'s philosophy of nonviolence. Dexter Scott King, who said, "Veganism has given me a higher level of awareness and spirituality." Today is also the birthday of Heather Nicholson, born on this day in 1967. Heather Nicholson is a British animal rights activist. Nicholson became involved in the animal rights movement when she was 26 after attending a demonstration at Swansea Airport to protest against live animal exports. During a similar demonstration at Coventry Airport, she met her husband, Greg Avery, also an animal rights activist. She joined Avery to found Consort Beagles, a campaign against Consort, a company that bred beagles for laboratories, which closed 10 months later. Nicholson and Avery co-founded a subsequent campaign, Save the Hillgrove Cats, which saw the closure 2 years later of Hillgrove Farm near Oxford, which bred laboratory cats. Nicholson set up Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty, or SHAC, to close Huntington Life Sciences, or HLS. HLS is Europe's largest contract animal testing company, testing everything from pesticides to drugs on behalf of commercial clients on around 75,000 animals a year, including rats, rabbits, pigs, dogs, and primates. The company was saved when the British government provided it with financial backing after the UK's major bank severed ties with it as a result of the campaign. The SHAC campaign targeted anyone who worked for or did business with HLS. In January 2009, after pleading not guilty at Winchester Crown Court, Nicholson was jailed for 11 years for conspiracy to blackmail during the SHAC campaign. Police obtained evidence to secure the conviction by bugging a meeting attended by Nicholson and six other SHAC activists, as well as the cars they were using. The bugging was part of Operation Achilles, a police operation against animal rights activists that led to 32 arrests. 270 companies severed ties with HLS as a result of the campaign. And here is a portion from Dr. Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail. "Lamentably, it is an historical fact that privileged groups seldom give up their privileges voluntarily. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. For years now, I have heard the word, wait. It rings in the ear of every Negro with piercing familiarity. This wait has almost always meant never. We must come to see with one of our distinguished jurists that justice too long delayed is justice denied. One may well ask, how can you advocate breaking some laws and obeying others? The answer lies in the fact that there are two types of laws, just and unjust. I would be the first to advocate obeying just laws. One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. I would agree with St. Augustine that an unjust law is no law at all. A portion from Dr. Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to disobey unjust laws.